We're gonna start the show, and then I'm gonna ask you what you liked about wrestling from this week. So you
can about wrestling this week.
Yeah, then maybe you could pick. No, I'm gonna start Seltzer's the shit
this week.
That too. We're gonna talk about Seltzer's, and we're gonna talk about what you liked in wrestling this week.
I'm always
welcome everybody to the show that gives you terrible matches but wonderful mullets. It's the Mayor of Superstars. I'm your host, Brent Piles, and as you know, I didn't come here by myself. If it's the Mayor of Superstars, then I gotta have the man who is too important for jury duty. He is from the village of the Canton, Ohio. It is the Mayor of Canton. How you doing?
Man, the mayor is doing fantastic today. Just swatting off jury duty notices, like, get out of here. Just doing great, man. Ready for some mullets. Speaking of mullets, I don't want to just like drop an oddball notification here, but did you see a recent picture of Demi Lovato and her mullet?
Oh yeah, no, I have seen that. Yes.
It's impressive. It's kind of looks like Jerry Sags.
Although I don't think Demi Lovato is pissing in sinks though.
She could be as nasty as she wants to be. We're not going to judge here.
She could be as nasty as she wants to be. The funny thing about that jury duty thing is, you know what I got in the mail the other day? A summons to sign up for jury duty. Yes, I did.
Would you like me to send? I've got a good template that gets me out of jury duty every time that I just send. That basically, literally, I'm too important for jury duty. Huh. And within 5 minutes, they respond back and say, okay, you're exempt.
So I'm filling this thing out, and it wants you to list your criminal history. There's some good news. I don't think they're going to pick me. I do not think they're going to pick me. I do not think that I'm going to get chosen. They're going to be like, nope, not this guy. They're either going to look at this guy and say, no, not this guy, or, oh, this guy's got experience. We should get him in here. One or the other. So,
well, I'll keep it, you know, just saved in the folder for you in case you need it.
I appreciate that, Bill. I appreciate that.
I'll let the local clerk in Lincoln know, and, you know, just let him know my name, throw my name out there, and you'll be all right.
There you go. I'll just say, hey, look, I know the mayor. And they're going to be like, you know the mayor? Yes, the mayor. Mm-hmm. I know him. I do a podcast with him. Are you fucking kidding me? Look me up.
Yeah. Look me up, sucker.
I would never, ever tell anybody to look me up. I would never, ever say that. Anyhow, so the first thing I got to ask you is, you posted this picture on Twitter that you got the holiday pack seltzers. I got the same ones. I think it was just before Thanksgiving, and I was not a fan. I didn't like any of them. The only one that was okay was the orange cran. Now, I want you to give me a review of the Truly holiday party pack seltzers.
Okay. Should I start from best to worst or worst to best and work my way up? What would you think would be best?
I want worst to best.
Okay. I'm going to shock you on this one because, as you said, the orange one was your favorite. Mm-hmm. It was actually my least favorite.
That sounds about right.
I had it at about a 6.5 out of 10. I thought, if you can picture this, I don't know how long ago you drank it, but to me it tasted like a flat, high-C orange punch from McDonald's that somehow was supposed to be fizzy, but it wasn't, and it just didn't hit the mark with me. It tasted like if you let the orange high-C sit out overnight from McDonald's in a cup and then just try to drink it in the morning.
That's what it would taste like?
That's what it would taste like, yeah. It wasn't the best for me. But if you're a big fan of orange high-C, maybe it's good for you. I don't know.
I do love orange high-C.
And then I'm trying to think back. I think my next one in the list was the holiday sangria. I thought it was pretty decent. I likened it to if you were walking through Cracker Barrel and you know those cinnamon brooms?
Yes, brooms
that smell like cinnamon. Like if you were walking through there and you smelled wafts of cinnamon brooms and you were drinking some cherry Coke all at the same time, it kind of tasted like cherry cinnamon seltzer.
I got to tell you, pal, that sounds awful.
It sounds awful, but it kind of worked a little bit for me.
It is awful.
Okay. It tasted like a cherry cinnamon sucker, like a lollipop, if people say the word lollipop anymore, outside of Lil Wayne and his hit of 2008.
Yeah, about that
long. All right. Number three, I'm trying to think back. I think it was the pomegranate ginger fizz.
That one
I think was the most effervescent. We're going to use large words here.
I know
Tom likes when I use large words. So I'm going to go with it that it was very effervescent. It was the most bubbly of the bunch. It was very champagne-esque.
If Tom likes big words, he hates my vocabulary because I don't know big words.
I've got you, Tom. I'll pick up Brent's small words and make them large.
Shout out to Tom.
No, I think that one was really good. It tasted like a cranberry ginger ale, like at Christmas time when they sell those cranberry ginger ales or that Sprite that's kind of that raspberry cranberry Sprite.
We have some of that in the refrigerator. My son Bryson loves the cranberry Sprite.
Yeah, very good. That's what it tasted like to me. And I'll make this one short. The spiked apple one at the very end, I thought that was the best one. That was my favorite. I'm a huge fan of apple. And it tasted like, going back to Cracker Barrel again, I don't know why, but it tasted like those apple cinnamon things from Cracker Barrel that you get as a side. Mm. It tasted like that to me, but I only left it at a 7.8, not as high as the other one. Still wasn't high. None of these were out of this world great that I'd be like, you got to go out and be ready to drink these. But none of them were that bad either. So I had it as 7.8 just because at the end I had an odd taste of bubble gum. No idea why. I'm not a fan of bubble gum. I hate pink bubble gum. And that's what I was tasting after I got done finishing the can, was just pink bubble gum. And it made me really unpleasant. But while I was drinking it, it was pretty good. So that's the wrap up.
So, okay. Here's the real question. What's better? Those the Truly Holiday Party Pack or Truly Punch? Which one's better?
The Truly Punch is better.
Okay. If you would have said the other ones, I was going to walk out of here. I was leaving.
No. The Truly Punches were better. They had some really high-powered taste. Some of them would be, I'd say, high eights. I'd have to, you know, really think it through. But some of those were really good compared to these.
To give you like a comparison of mine and your taste, I believe that you told me that this Truly Punch that you don't like, you won't drink the green one, right? Yeah, I like the green one the best. And you said you like the apple crisp one the best. And I hate that one because I hate anything that's apple tasting. And my favorite one was the cranberry orange one. So me and you are on a different spectrum.
Yeah, we're complete opposites, which is fine. You know, I mean, everyone's got a different
big
taste.
Words. I don't. You can get out of jury duty. I might not.
It's fine. I mean, that's why it works.
You mentioned Tom, and before I forget to do this, because I always forget to do this, make sure you check out Sports with a Z, Sports Wire Radio. The link is in our bio. Click the link. I can't say the name of the website that it's on because I'm not good with words, but the link is in the bio. Click it. Listen to some of the great shows on there. Glenn and Jeremy are on there now. They got a few other wrestling podcasts. And shout out to Tom. Tom's a great guy, real nice guy, awesome. Shout out to Tom. So make sure you check them out. And one more thing, Mayor, before we get out of here. War Games is this Sunday. I got to ask you, who are you taking? Are you taking Io Shirai's team, or are you taking the team with Toxic Attraction? I don't even know. Do they have team names? Because if they do, I don't know what they are.
Toxic Attraction and Dakota Kai, I would just think would – yeah, the Toxic Attraction team.
Toxic Kai!
Mandy. actually, that's the team that I'm going to go with. I think that they win. They keep them going strong. That's who I think is just going to win. I don't know where the whole swerve is, if anyone's going to turn or it's just going to be like... I don't know. Yeah. I think that's who I see winning.
they don't have team names. It's just, but like the men's match has team games. So I'm just asking you one more. I'm going to do Glenn and Jeremy's podcast on Sunday, and I'm going to give all my predictions then. So listen to the Piece of Business podcast if you want to listen to us gush about NXT UK, which if you don't watch it, you should. make sure you listen to that. Do you think it's NXT 2.0 or do you think it's Team Black and Gold?
Okay. I think it's NXT 2.0. Mm. I think that they win. I think that there's kind of a swerve where someone goes from the 2.0 or the original NXT to the 2.0 and helps them win.
Mm.
And I think that is the man that cut the best promo that I've seen in quite some time. And he needs to start getting qualified up there with the MJFs and the Mizes. And, you know, I mean, this guy is, he's so well-spoken and so passionate about everything that he does and so good in the ring that he needs to start getting some credit. And that man is Matt Riddle. No, I'm kidding. That man is LA Knight. Someone needs to start paying more attention to LA Knight because everything he does is pro wrestling through and through. And that guy just gets it. I love everything about that guy. And I think that he turns on the old NXT and joins the NXT 2.0 team to help them win. And that's where I see it going. Probably not, but that's my pick.
When you were talking at first, I thought you were going to say Grayson Waller, but you're right. But
I really thought I enjoy Grayson Waller's character, but he's not quite up there on the mic, you know, with LA Knight yet. Man, but no, LA, I really enjoy Grayson Waller.
I'm not sure why LA Knight's not on Monday or Friday. And even if they put him on there, they'd probably screw him up. But that guy is, like you said, he needs to be up on the list with all those guys who cut good promos. Because he's, if you ask me, he's top five. I couldn't name five other guys. But for me, I mean, he had a promo. I don't think it was this week, but last week's, so it was really, really good. Yeah. I said it when they first started doing 2.0 and had that fatal four-way at the match beginning. I'm like, he's the guy who should be the new champion because he feels like he would be a fresh thing for NXT 2.0, which Ciampa's good. Ciampa's fine. I mean, you're not going to get a better pro wrestler than Tommaso Ciampa. I mean,
no,
like a pro's pro. Anyway, but yeah, NXT War Games. I'm doing Piece of Business podcast with Glenn and Jeremy. Shout out to those guys. The mayor, are you ready to watch some superstars?
Oh, man, I am. I'm ready every single Friday at this time to see some mullets, see some fantastic wrestling matches. These things are like 0.5 stars in the Tokyo Dome, and I am ready for all of them.
Fantastic wrestling matches. I don't know about that. We're going to see some fantastic something, that's for sure.
We're going to see something, and that's all that we can guarantee.
And that's all that we can guarantee.
Speaking of fantastic matches, I saw, I don't know if it would have been superstars at the time, but it was an Undertaker match where he just spiked the hell out of some guy. I don't know who it was, but it was some random local jobber. And in the Tombstone, he did. I don't know what he did to Undertaker. He knocked his beer over, spitting his Jack Daniels or whatever. But, man, he tried to kill that man on television.
So I've been I decided one day that I just wanted to like relive the invasion storyline or whatever. And so there's some guy that's stalking the Undertaker's wife. And this is really creepy. Like even now, 20 years later to watch it, it's really creepy. So maybe that guy was the stalker.
DDP? Wasn't it DDP?
It was.
Okay. I was like, oh God, did I just spoil it for Brent? Is he going to be upset that I spoiled it?
No. I knew it was DDP all along. I knew it was DDP. Anyway. Here we go. I got it queued up. It's June 6, 1992. If you're going to watch it with us, get your cock up and let's do it. Here we go. Mayor, are you ready?
I am always ready.
3, 2, 1, boom. In a fight. There we go. I got it. I got it, pal.
Touch screen. Push the play button.
Push the play button. All right. Here we go.
Oh, wait. I can full screen size this. I always forget about that.
I just did the exact same thing, pal.
There we go. This is some good music, too. Who I forget. Someone was talking about this might be Jim Johnston.
That was Tom. It definitely sounds Jim Johnston-esque, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. I do. Yeah. I think it does. It's very Jim Johnston-like. And I can't say that it is or it isn't because I didn't really look into it. But
yeah, I have no idea either.
I would feel he had his fingerprints on it.
Yes, it definitely sounds like, hey, we're in a different place. It's Lexington, Kentucky. We're in the Rupp Arena.
Oh, wow. The Rupp Arena.
Isn't that where, I believe that's where the Kentucky Wildcats play basketball.
I'm sure that Mr. James E. Cornette might have been there at this time as well.
Motherfucker.
Double cheese, double onion, motherfucker. Get God my damn. Order right. Don't make me God. Come over there, you bitch.
God damn.
I love that it's still the same backdrop with Vince and Kurt every single time. There's right, no way that's there. It's the Rupp Arena back there.
Yeah, no, Vince, I'm not going to the Rupp Arena. Are you kidding me? They don't have chicken breasts. They only have fried chicken in Kentucky.
Imagine how upset he would be if someone put fried chicken on his plate.
Oh, forget about it, Val. Can't put mustard on fried chicken.
Like, did you watch any of Raw with Austin Theory? Where look me in the eye, damn it! Look me in the eye when I'm talking. So, look me in the eye.
So I want to say I was watching it, but so I have two TVs in my living room. I have a big one, and then I have a little one next to it. And I was watching on the little one, so I had the volume down, so I couldn't hear what he was saying. Yeah. Oh, we're gonna get brother crush brother. I can't believe it, brother.
Repo Man.
The first AWI Belt Hall of Famer. The first AWI Belt Hall of Famer was the Repo Man.
And I can't think of a better recipient of that accolade.
It should have been you, pal. Oh, it's the Hitman. He's the Intercontinental Champion.
Picturing all the little kids just so happy right now. Oh man. Yeah,
look at those glasses. Amazing. We got a beautiful sign in the crowd, too.
Hey, look at this pasty pal. He looks like he just left his job at Radio Shack to come in here and wrestle Brett.
He just sold somebody a fucking Polaroid camera, and now he's got to come wrestle the Intercontinental Champion.
God dang it. I had a hard day of selling floppy disks, and now I got to wrestle Brett the Hitman Hart.
Oh, floppy disks. That's something. Amazing.
Uh-oh. Oh, here who's going to get the little glasses?
Okay. Oh, yeah, I thought he was going to gyp the little kid and give it to somebody next to him.
It's a little Kentuckian.
Yeah, a future Wildcat that's just got the Bret Hart glasses. So I don't know the name of this man. Okay, I think I've seen him wrestle before, and I want to say his name is Tom Stone. I may be wrong and maybe way off base here, but I think it's Tom Stone, and he looks like a Tom Stone. So I'm going with Tom Stone.
Man, that's a Tom Stone if I've ever seen a Tom Stone. Because that man's as plain as a little stone just sitting on, you know, a driveway.
He is. But that was a beautiful sell job that he did, though, on that clothesline to the outside there, yeah.
I was having a hard time because I was watching Shawn Michaels and Sensational Sherry talk up there.
Completely understandable. Yeah, completely understandable. We're here for mullets, and Shawn Michaels is the king of mullets in 1992. The king of mullets.
He does have a nice little stagger to his selling there. So either he's really doing a good job at selling, or Brett just punched him solid in the chin.
It's okay. You can call him. I'm sure he's been called Brent a million times in his life. Every person I've ever met for the first time, what's your name, Brent? Brett? No. I literally just stopped correcting people. If people call me Brett, fine. That's fine. I can be Brett. I'll be Brett. It's fine. There's only one letter missing. It doesn't matter.
There was this kid that he moved to my school district in like fourth grade, and his name was Brent. And I used to just always call him Bert. And he'd get so angry that I'd call him Bert, and I'd pick on him and always call him Bert. Move out of my seat, Bert.
Fucking Bert. You got to get mad about it, Bert. It's fine. Oh, jeez. Tom Stone. He locked that in deep, and man. Tom Stone's out of here. Look at that.
It's something there.
Look at that tube top, pal.
The Kentucky Wildcats are roaring right now.
That is some 1990s fucking hair if I've ever fucking seen it. Holy shit. Those were some bangs.
That was definitely someone that was very into what was the boxcar store?
Yes. You remember the boxcar? Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Those like teen books.
Yes, 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 yes. Let's just say the Berlin Wall came down easier than that lady's bangs did after all the fucking hairspray she put in that shit, because them motherfuckers were popping up for days.
No, there was a lot of White Rain and Aquanet and everything else. And Paul S. Oh. Paul was the Paul Estee Lauder. I don't know.
And iGoPro.
And iGoPro. She had iGoPro just crunched in her hair too. Made it extra strong. Oh, that's the only ready? Thing iGoPro did.
Yeah, just crunched up your hair. That was it. Are you ready to relive the attack on the Big Boss Man? Do you remember how long this took?
This was the longest thing of the entire yes. show last week. I hope we don't have to relive that. It was longer than any match we saw.
I really hope it's just a few highlights, because goddamn, I don't want to sit through that again.
It's like a radio talk show host when they just like pitch to the break and they just go play, I don't know, think of a really long song, Stairway to Heaven. They're like, man, we need to go take a bathroom break. Just throw on Stairway to Heaven.
I need 8 minutes. The Boss Man, Big Ray trailer here, gets the win. There's one kid in the crowd. He was stomping his foot. He was really excited. All the kids are excited. See, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say the Boss Man deserves what's happening to him, because every time he wins a match, he's always roughing the person up afterwards. And so he deserves to get his ass whooped. I'm sorry, but he does.
He was never really a likable person. Well, I mean, I don't know personally, but like ever, I never took him as a face, which is odd thinking as like a child looking at a cop. Like I never thought of him as like a good guy, which is just odd. It's like, you know, a child looking at a cop.
When he first came in, he was a bad guy. Him and Hakeem were a tag team and he was a bad guy. And then I think he turned babyface in 1990. I think he backed up Hogan with, no, that was Typhoon. I got my fucking guys mixed up. I don't know. Eventually he came around. Yeah,
eventually
was a
he did. I still just never really could see him as like a good guy. Like, I always felt like he was.
I got a cop in a uniform out here and he beats this fucking local jobber in 2 minutes. And then afterwards he fucking handcuffs him to the ropes and beat him with a nightstick. How am I supposed to cheer for that?
Yeah. I guess we were smarter as children than we really give ourselves credit for.
No kidding. Oh, he's got the key. He's got the key.
I don't know what he's doing.
Unlock him? Yeah.
Like, why did he handcuff him only to unlock him?
I don't know. It's a mind games. Oh, he's gonna put his hands behind his back. Now he's gonna know what it feels like to be cuffed. Handcuffed.
And Dauber from Coach here is handcuffing the Big Boss Man again.
Dauber from Coach. I'm never gonna unsee that. Every time I see him, I'm gonna see Dauber from Coach.
It looks just like him. I can't believe Dauber tried to attack Vince McMahon after a SummerSlam.
I know. Can you believe it? It's crazy.
He seemed like such a nice guy in that little Minnesota. Was it actually the Minnesota team?
No, it was Minnesota State.
Minnesota State.
The only reason why I remember that is I said this last time we talked about it. It's going through his office at the beginning and it has a football and it says Minnesota State 14, Nebraska State 10 or something like that. I always remember being like, well, fuck Minnesota State. I remember I always thought that when I was like, fuck Minnesota State then.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't like this guy.
I'm mad at fictional colleges because it's at Nebraska. Hey,
that's true team pride right there.
You got to look at it like this. I was a little kid in Nebraska. On TV, nothing ever said Nebraska. So when it did, I was like, oh my God, it says Nebraska.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the most popularized televised state. So
No.
You got to pick it, you know, notice when it does come up.
Yeah. And I want to say that Boss Man, that recap of that attack felt every minute as long as the actual attack did. So,
and it was probably only 10% of the entire thing we sat through.
The next podcast we're going to do is me and the mayor are going to watch old episodes of Coach. We're going to watch old episodes of Coach, and we're going to see what it's all about. Because besides Dauber and the Minnesota State, Nebraska State thing, I remember nothing from it.
You know when shows like what they say, jump the shark, when they just completely like change the entirety of the show? Do you remember when Coach went to go coach at the NFL level? And I think it was Florida. I don't remember what team, maybe Orlando.
It's like the Orlando Breakers or something like that, yeah.
The Braun Breakers? He coached Braun Breaker?
Absolutely, he did, Paul.
I mean, Braun Breaker would make a good NFL player, so maybe.
He looks like a hell of a linebacker.
I mean, I'd sign him. He can't be worse than what I have on the Browns.
Look here, Dauber. You're not beating Nebraska State if I have anything to do with it, you son of a bitch. Mr. fucking 90210 on your fucking prison jacket, you son of a bitch.
Why is this reminding me of that little girl gif where she shakes that like purple stick at someone? You know what I'm talking about? That's exactly what Dauber right there was reminding me of.
Yeah. They're like, make a mean face. And he's like, he tried to make the meanest face he could. He just tried to just do whatever he could. It was like a child trying to make a mean face. Oh, God. Now, this is what we're looking for here, pal.
Reno Riggins.
And Major Yates.
Wait, Reno Riggins looks familiar. Did he go on to do anything?
I believe he was a jobber for a while, so we've probably seen him in some jobber matches before. He's got a beautiful head of hair. Mm-hmm. And on the way out to the ring here, we've got our very own, the alleged sink pissers, the Nasty Boys, who are on the way out to the ring here.
Mm-hmm. Demi Lovato in 1992.
I'm glad I got my drink done just before you said that, or I would have fucking spit it everywhere.
And then Merritt Halloween.
Yeah, that was definitely you Halloween. Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. And then Joey Morella, the referee. Joey Hart's here with him. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, we're gonna do things that are gonna do them big. We got Coco Beware, the little toy, and he's from Memphis, and so is Jimmy Hart. We're both from Memphis.
That was the coolest fucking action figure I've ever seen.
I didn't know that a Coco Beware came with a Frankie for
me neither.
The Hasbro one.
Those kids hated the fucking Nasty Boys. You know why they were so mad at them? They pissed in their sink.
They came into the bathroom and the Nasty Boys were just pissing in sinks. Like, there's perfectly good urinals right there, sir. mind your business. Do you think they said mind your bone beeswax?
They did say beeswax. They were definitely beeswax guys.
I like Reno Riggins' attention to detail. From being Reno, and he has some playing cards on his pants.
Smart.
You know, he went above and beyond being just a jobber.
Nothing is cooler than Reno.
No. I mean, I'm trying to think, like, casinos back in Reno that would have happened back then.
Speaking of Coco Beware and Owen Hart, here they are doing a little promo up here. With Frankie, of course.
Of course, you gotta have Frankie. Who is the coolest animal mascot that you can think of?
It's Matilda.
Okay, I was gonna go Matilda too, so we're on the same page there.
We're dog guys, so we're gonna pick Matilda. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gotta be Matilda.
Second runner up is probably Frankie. I don't like snakes, so Damien's not on my list. He's just not gonna be on it. Sorry.
Mm-mm. No, definitely not. I would burn.
I pick Mantar as my favorite pet over a snake. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'll pick the boogeyman and his worms.
Absolutely, pal.
That is a pretty sweet spiked pineapple head shaped mullet that he's got there, though.
It does. Yeah, it is beautiful. You couldn't quite get yours sculpted like that, but you tried.
I tried. This isn't Reno. What's this man's name?
It's something Yates. I can't remember the first name. It's something Yates.
He just got yated.
Yeah, he did, pal.
Oh, God, they even stepped on his head. Stop it, Jerry. This man's a nice man. He's got a family.
The alleged sink pissers are the winners here. Reno Riggins has got his partner out of the ring, so that was nice of him.
They definitely are. That man with his undone tie, is that what you're laughing at? Knobs. Look at the knobs. They didn't even spell knobs right, and they made a pig.
This guy just got done working at H&R Block doing people's taxes, and he just undid his tie and came to the wrestling show. Come on down to Bob Bradley's number one tax rebate store, $9.99 only this month. Oh, Jesus, here we go, pal.
WBF. Oh, look at that. He's got the egg. Vince. They didn't have the egg back then. Oh, who took my egg? It's a $100 million face egg.
So much different color than the rest of his body.
Why? I don't know. Those men are like golden.
His neck down was Mandy Rose, but his face was the color of mine.
I don't even know how that's possible.
I don't either.
You would think the face would be like, what's he walking around the sun with like a ski mask on?
He's got like a kimchi thing on, like a beekeeper. He just walks around with that on. Oh, it's the Texas Tornado.
I don't even want to say anything jokingly about Texas Tornado. I feel bad.
I, I, I think I did a promo in a Texas accent last time he was on.
Never.
Oh, holy okay. shit. Don't worry. You can say whatever you want about Mike Collins.
Yeah, Mike Collins is fair game here. I
can feel it coming in the air.
He does kind of look like Phil Collins. That probably helps how he got his name.
Phil Collins' hair used to look like that. That's why he shaved it all off. He's like, oh, it just looks terrible.
He saw Mike Collins and completely redid his look. Son of a bitch. This guy on WWF Superstars walks around in a dirty gray singlet.
Oh, she man, likes what woman, she's seeing.
She really loves Mike Collins. You think she's ugly well, over Mike Collins?
Or Dangerous Danny Davis, because he is the referee here, so it could be Dangerous Danny Davis.
That must be it. That can be the only explanation.
What is he? What did he do there? Was that like a little shimmy that he just did?
He shimmied. He was trying to shake that boot up on his foot. I said I wouldn't joke.
Let's be honest. Kerry Von Erich's higher than me on 420 right now. Let's just be honest with ourselves. He is.
The stories of people trying to wake him up before his matches, where he's just sleeping in his car, like
you. Now you listen here, Mike Collins. I know you got a dirty singlet, but if you think that's gonna stop you from this tornado, you got nothing coming.
Listen here, I'm the Texas Tornado, and my boots look like a little kid's handlebars.
A little girl's handlebars, yes, they do. All he needs is a bike with a basket, and he'd be ready to go.
You know what I'm talking about? Those little streamers that hang off the handlebars?
Absolutely, pal. Absolutely. That's great.
Texas Tornado. What was the... Did he have a yellow rose on his... jacket or was
so that was so his brother was his brother David was the yeah the David yellow. Was the yellow rose of Texas yeah yep that's what they called him anyway.
Kerry Von Erich once beat Flair for the belt. Am I
no you're right. So David died and then they had like a memorial show for him at Texas Stadium where the Cowboys played, and he defeated Ric Flair for the NWA championship with a backslide. And we're going to pause. We're going to pause for a moment because
Sean Mooney here. Is that why we're pausing? Oh,
yeah.
I thought you like had to actually get up and go do something. Like someone was at your door. I was like, should we take it to cue to start talking like Sean Mooney?
Yes, that was what you thought.
I completely whiffed. You just set that thing right on the T-ball stand, and I was like, whoo, and just swung right over it and whiffed.
I lobbed it up to you, and you missed it.
I really thought like someone was at your door, and I was like, okay, all right.
It's like damn popcorn salesman again. I don't know if you remember, but one of the episodes we did, like somebody came, you thought somebody was at my door at 9:30, and we said it was a popcorn salesman or something.
Yeah, now it's 9:30 at night, and some kid's like got his parent-teacher conference sales. He's trying to sell candy bars or popcorn. Mr. Pine, go out here.
For $14.50 for a one Reese's bar?
Yeah.
It's the Mountie. He's handsome, he's brave, he's strong. He's the Mountie, and he enforces the law. He's not allowed to shock people without arrest people. This is not in his jurisdiction. This ain't fucking Canada. You can't fucking shock people for no fucking reason around here.
Not in Kentucky, you can't. They might pull a gun on you.
You're right about that. I didn't think about that. You're right.
I mean, this is Louisville, what we're talking about here. Back in 1992, they might not have been clued into the business.
Oh, pal. Get the fucking breadsticks ready. Hashtag fuck money Virgil's here. Oh, my word.
I'm going to start trying to DoorDash myself some Olive Garden right now. Is it too late to get some OG over here?
Pal, where you live, it's almost 11.
I don't know, man. There's no time frame on meat sauce.
There shouldn't be. In Virgil's mind, there isn't. Yeah, you look here. I got to get my meat sauce morning, noon, and night.
Did I ever tell you I looked up a movie and actually watched an entire movie that Virgil was in?
Oh my God. What was it called?
I honestly don't remember. It was like I think it was like a Christmas time romantic comedy. And he was like the dad of one of like the girls in there.
Of course it was a Christmas comedy on the Hallmark Channel. Of course it was. I don't even know why I questioned it. I should have just known.
And I'm like, wait a second. I recognize that guy. That's Mike Jones, but not the who Mike Jones, who? Mike Jones, but the Mike Jones that's Virgil.
800. Sorry.
Hit Mike Jones up on the low.
You did it. You did it to yourself. Why do I remember that? I can't remember anything else, but I remember that fucking number. Why?
someone can question you what your phone number is right now, and you're like, I don't know. What
281-330-8004 maybe?
What's your kid's phone number? Oh no. What's Mike Jones' phone number? 281-330-8004.
Boom. Mm-hmm. It's actually really easy to remember all of our numbers because it's like 4, 5, 6, 7 is the end of everybody's number in this house. So we got Mike Samples and Scott Bailey. Yes, it said Mike Samples. Hey, Mayor, you want to guess what Mike Samples does on the weekends to earn extra money besides wrestling?
I need to see some more sampling of Mike Samples to get an idea of what Mike Samples does.
He, of course, goes down to the local supermarket and hands out them samples because he's Mike Samples, if you know what I mean. Was that Bull Nakana in the crowd, or what the fuck was that? Did you see that lady? Oh, God.
I don't know. There's a lot of angry women in Louisville, Kentucky in 1992. Like, they're very animated. They're really into this.
Kentucky's not too far from you either, homie, is it?
No, that's like a 6-hour drive south. But it's not that far. This seems like one of the better crowds I remember seeing as a kid. Like, especially on a Superstars, this crowd is really into what they're watching.
What's happening here now? The Beverly Brothers are mocking a little child in the front row with some leasing to do. It says Beverly Sisters.
They're gonna take this poor kid's Legion of Doom. Oh no, they're not. Oh, tell me they're not.
No.
Oh man. No,
that better be somebody's nephew or something in the back, or this is bullshit.
That's Virgil's nephew.
It better be somebody's. I know we always put these guys over on the show, but they're fucking with these kids' shoulder pads, so fuck these guys.
They're painting. What are they putting on it? Maybe they're autographing it. They're autographing it. That's got to bring it up in value.
No, they put LOD. Oh, well, maybe. See, they're enhancing it. See? Oh, it says LOS. What does that mean?
Legion of Stupid Peoples.
Yeah, I don't get it. LOS? Legion of the Shits? Legion of Shits? I don't get it. What is it? I don't understand.
I don't know. I thought they were going to write losers, but that would be like take the match a little long.
Right. Write losers out. Oh, God. What the fuck was that?
I don't know, but the Beverly Brothers are serious.
And now the genius has got to stand out this whole time with this fucking paint laid on a scroll like he's a goddamn toddler.
Do these guys have like collegiate wrestling backgrounds? Because they really like throw out suplexes really well.
Possibly. I'm not 100% on that because I haven't done any research ever, but maybe. I always thought the genius was a creepy looking motherfucker.
Oh, look at that double underhook suplex. Even though they just painted on some poor kid's Legion of Doom, they're still really good in the ring. Like,
they are great. They are great. Mike Samples here is going to have to call in sick tomorrow. They ain't going to be able to put them sausage samples out because they're going to be hurting.
What's your favorite sample? Oh, God, they killed him. Like, if you're walking through the grocery store and you can get a sample of anything, what's your go-to? Like, oh, man, I get
if
that.
If they sample. Got a sample of tequila, that'd be amazing.
The Rock's just standing there with his Terramana. And he starts rapping his song.
Yeah, that'd be the greatest day of my life.
Could you imagine that? Just walking through supermarket in Lincoln, Nebraska, and The Rock standing there rapping his song, passing out Terramana shots.
I would be a scene, that's for sure. The coolest thing we've seen in Nebraska is the guy who plays for Nebraska, it's quarterback or something.
Dobber might be working at your local supermarket.
Dobber might be there. You never fucking know. It was funny. I saw, so at work one day, I saw like a guy who used to play for, he was the cornerback for Nebraska, like in the early 2000s, like when I was in high school, Keo Craver. And he ordered something and I was like, man, you used to play for Nebraska, right? And he's like, man, how do you remember that? I'm like, how could I forget? What do you mean? How do I remember that? How could I forget?
I feel like I remember everything that's Nebraska football and professional wrestling related.
Right. What do you mean, pal? Of course I remember. You were number 3. Of course I remember. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I have to say I cannot remember. I mean, I remember like major star players, but like random guy that passed through and was the long snapper for the Ohio State Buckeyes and, you know, 1998.
No, he was like a starting cornerback. He wasn't like the punter or something. They painted this guy up. What did they put on his head?
A It looked like a mohawk, like bald cap.
I don't know what the fuck that was about. That was weird.
Did the other guy ever get tagged in? Or was Samples just sampling a faceplant?
Samples just sampling an ass whooping is all he's doing.
You know what we're sampling here? Sean Mooney here with the greatest eyebrows in the West Coast. Or are we on the East Coast because we're in the Rupp Arena? Well, I know what I'm here saying. Oh, he even showed him. I got to lift my hat up. He even showed off those eyebrows. He raised them.
Like, speaking of The Rock, look at those eyebrows, pal.
Arriba! The original eyebrow of the people, Sean Mooney. The most electrifying eyebrow.
In all of sports entertainment, you're absolutely right. I can't help but every time I see Tito Santana.
Is he holding a chihuahua?
Or somebody's wig or something. That's what I was thinking. Like, whose hair does he have? I don't understand.
I don't know.
It looks like
a little dog.
I don't know what the fuck is going on here. I don't know what he's holding. Why did they have to make him a matador? Why couldn't he just be Tito Santana? He didn't have to be El Matador. He was fine just the way he was. He didn't have to be El Matador. Every time he came out, I went, oh, Tito Santana. I didn't go, fucking El Matador, because I was like seven, but come on, man. What the fuck? Why do you have to be El Matador?
Unless they were building up to a WrestleMania match against Mantar. Like, why did they ever have El Matador? Because if they were building up to that, where he just like, ole. Ole, like, you know.
Oh God, it's Zach Donegan, and he's here with Kimchi, aka the muscle man that had that fucking exact same thing over his face. He wouldn't get sunburned, but the rest of his body did. And Kamala, the Ugandan giant,
Kamala. I remember his intro video, and I don't remember Smoky Mountain or Memphis.
I think it was Memphis.
And they didn't call him Kamala. They said it funny. It was like Kumala or something. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. It's Kamala. Is that who it is? It's Kamala, right? That's
it's Kumala.
Oh God, he's got I think that's, isn't that powdered donut stuff that he's got around his lips there? Or is that cocaine?
Oh gosh, can I tell you a story about a powdered donut real quick? I kind of feel terrible. I don't know. I kind of feel terrible telling this story, but one day me and one of my friends were driving around after school and we got powdered donuts and we were driving and we saw some person riding their bicycle in a black shirt. So we took the powdered donuts and threw them at the person and covered them completely in powdered donut stains.
Pal. When you said that you and your friends saw somebody and like you had powdered donuts, I said, yep, they threw the motherfuckers at them, man. Yes, you did. I knew it. I mean, you'd have to tell me the end of the story. I already knew the end of it. So
this was 16-year-old mayor, so there's no legal ramifications. I'm past the scope
It was last week. You and Hipster Cheeto got together and threw some fucking donuts at people.
No, I was 16 at the time.
This is George Anderson.
George Anderson's about to get crushed, brother.
It's brother, crush, brother. He's also got a brother, beautiful mullet, brother. And you know what that girl just said? She said, brother, crush. Brother, crush. That's exactly. Oh, she's not a fan.
She is not a fan.
She said, oh, no.
The women from Tucky don't like this Hawaiian man.
They don't like that brother, crush, brother.
No, brother, crush doesn't look like he can do brother, Kentucky things.
Look at that brother, though. Goddamn, brother.
Although, have you ever heard of the name of the mullet as a Kentucky waterfall?
No, but you're closer to that place than I am. So
yeah, around here, we used to call those Kentucky waterfalls.
Kentucky waterfalls.
Waterfalls in Kentucky, but if you're ever at a local fair, you would have saw some Kentucky waterfalls.
You'd see well over 100. Mm-hmm. What's up, Ant? How you doing, bro? Ant won't stop here with us. He just said, what's up? How you doing, man?
Hey, Ant.
Brother, crush here, brother. And you know, if you see the Kentucky waterfall coming, brother, crush is about to brother, crush some fried Twinkies, brother.
Okay. Oh, man, we're going to get a whole Tilt-A-Whirl backbreaker with the brothers.
That was very nice. Yeah. Hilarious.
I'm surprised he's not more over in the Kentucky region.
With that air, maybe that's just not their style of mullet. They're like, nah, we don't rock that mullet here. That's a Hawaiian mullet. We don't do that.
Yeah, it's a little too groomed on the sides. He needs some more shag going on up there.
Jeff Foxworthy's cousin is the fucking referee. He said, well, a mullet like that, you can't be a redneck. So he brought a butter crush, got to go. But he brought a butter crush once. That's all the brother butter matters.
Oh, is that – does he have Virgil's pants on?
Poor that kid who – his parents dressed him. They didn't give a fuck about his life when they put those clothes on him because goddamn.
Oh, wait. Are we going to get – wait, he's helping him up?
He's pulling a Joe Gacy here. He's going to help him up and hug him. Like,
oh,
my
God. Oh gosh, God, Joe Gacy and Brother Crush.
He flew. Holy cow.
Look at the height on that leg drop.
My God. Brother Crush, brother. Look at that face.
He kind of looks like IRS there a little bit.
A little bit. I just don't think you'd understand. I really saw the fuck that guy in the White Sox shirt, by the way.
Oh yeah, we don't like him.
Yeah. No, get out of here.
I remember someone actually bought me a White Sox shirt in like ninth grade, and I'm like, why'd you get me this?
Why on earth would you get me? Yeah, no.
I think it was one of my uncles, so.
Well.
Just ended up getting me a White Sox shirt. Like, why would you get me that? I don't even like
the White Sox. Yeah, who wants a White Sox shirt? That's terrible. Papa Shango's here to cut a promo, which is strange. You know what? I just because I'm fucking curious, I want to see if we can get some of the. Oh, you know what? Never mind. Because I put don't share sound, so we can't hear it. And now we're. So he's not talking from here. He's talking from his little room here, his hot box room.
His hot box room. Was that a Hasbro action figure?
Was it?
Did he that couldn't have been burning the Ultimate Warrior.
No, I think that's just what you wanted it to be, pal, because that's what you said last time.
I'm still dreaming. Like, you're wanting Coco Beware to win. I'm wanting Papa Shango to burn Ultimate Warrior action figures.
Is he on Cameo? Let's see how much money it would take for him to burn an Ultimate Warrior. Oh, God.
I will pay the Ho Train handsomely. What's his name? What's his name? Charles Wright?
Charles Wright, yeah.
Charles Wright. Hey, if the money's right, I will make it happen, Charles.
The money's right, Charles. It's going to be all right, if you know what I mean. The Warrior's about to get the shit running down his veins is what's about to happen. What do you think Papa Shango's saying? Like, what? So I raved back and forth, and when I went back and forth and made all the Ultimate Warrior shit run out of his pores.
Yes. Why does he have Hershey's syrup coming from his face?
Look at him. I like just how he look at it. He's like mumbling lips and shit.
He just tasted some of that good.
Woo! That's exactly what it was. Absolutely, that's what happened. I should know. Oh, maybe it's Flame Broiled Burger. You remember that? His last name was Burger.
His name was Burger.
And it was Flame Broiled. Remember? It was amazing.
Oh, God. I remember old Flame Broiled Burger. Speaking of Flame Broiled Burger, can I throw a shout-out to Burger King tomorrow? If you're a Royal Perks member, you can get a 37-cent Whopper. So make that happen for yourselves, pal. Tomorrow.
37-cent Whopper?
37-cent Whopper. If you're listening to this, take advantage. We're hooking you up.
That's a Whopper of a deal right there, pal.
Mm-hmm. And it's even flame broiled like Rob Burger right there.
Rob Burger's feet after Papa Shango put a fucking curse on him. So
Charles Wright's lighting it up for you.
Oh, he's pissed. He's looking just shaking.
God, Charles Wright's a large man. Look how.
He's
a big guy.
No, and still a big guy today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a large man you would not want to mess with.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. No.
Whether he's Papa Shango, what was his fighting character name?
Kama, the Supreme Fighting Machine, Kama. As a matter of fact, pal, there he is right there.
Oh, wow, that's nice. Can I hold that a little closer?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sweet,
that
right?
That is nice. Was that, that's when he stole Undertaker's gold chain, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yep.
He made the urn into the gold chain.
Yep. You got it, pal. Oh, God, now it's happening to Mean Gene. Holy cow, it's happening to Mean Gene. Oh, no.
Don't you do that to Mean Gene, Charles.
Oh, you're going to be hearing from Mean Gene's lawyers. He's getting sued. Mean Gene won't stand for this.
The only thing, I'm just praying to God that somehow he doesn't make Sean Mooney's eyebrows run.
Oh no!
That's
no,
the ultimate no, heel no, move.
No, no,
look at this man. He's ready to charge it from the crowd right now. He's gonna be like that guy at the Barclays Center, just rushing Seth Rollins.
He's madder than the mayor when he sees the Ultimate Warrior.
Like, I just want to go fight him
as soon as the music hits. Kato for the second week in a row, and Kevin Kruger, who actually
got a good smug look to him.
He's been on this show before, and I mentioned this before, but he wrestled in Juggalo Championship Wrestling as the Weed Man.
Kevin Kruger? Was he the smug-looking fellow?
Yes, he was a smug-looking fellow. Kato was the guy with the mask on.
He kind of reminds me of Brendan Vink a little bit, but whatever. Oh.
Duke Hudson.
I know. He kind of does, doesn't he?
I hate Duke Hudson.
I know you do.
Yeah, God Almighty.
Do you hate Duke Hudson more than Brendan Vink? Because Brendan Vink has a hateable name.
Brendan Vink is a much more hateable name. I'm hoping to see Cameron Grimes shave that fucking hair off. I'll tell you that much right now. I love Cameron Grimes. I love
him. To the moon. There you go. That's good. He just woke up everyone in the household if they were sleeping.
Nah.
Well, we're talking about NXT. It's going to be sad to see Beth go. I thought she did a great job.
I thought every time she was on, she got better and better, and she did a great job of researching stuff. And like, even I think Dijakovic said like she would see things that they tweeted, and she would make sure to talk about them during the show. She did a phenomenal job. Yeah. And I know she said she wants to spend more time with her family, but I really am hoping to see that Miz Maurice versus Edge.
That was the first thing I thought when I saw them come out together. I'm like, I'm doing this. I'm like, oh man, I want to see it so bad.
Yes. I don't have any daughters, but if I did, I'd want my daughters to look up to their mother and Beth fucking Phoenix, because she seems like the best person ever. So yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I feel like that could just be. I mean, they don't need to bring Maurice and Beth into it, because those are two of the most talented. I know people don't give – Miz is so underrated in my book, but those two just can make magic happen. And I think that it's just going to be – they don't need a title, but it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to that. That made me really into Raw. And I just that's going to make me watch Raw every single week, at least to catch what happens with them.
Right. I'm assuming that they're going to build that towards that January 1st pay-per-view that they have. They'll have the tag team match, which I wouldn't mind seeing, you know, it stretch out to like the Miz versus Edge at WrestleMania, but I feel like they're going towards Edge versus AJ Styles at WrestleMania. I'm not opposed to that either. See, like when I have the old guys come back and like the older stars come back and wrestle, I like to see him wrestle somebody who's not like world championship going after the championship. I can see like dream matches. So if Edge is out there, I'd like to see him face AJ Styles, because I've never seen that, and that's something I'd like to see. And then it doesn't take away from somebody else that needs to be facing Big E for the championship instead of Edge or AJ Styles. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm 100% there. I thought that was really misplaced with him challenging Reigns for the title. Like, that just didn't need that. Like, I didn't do anyone any favors to me. Like, he could have done – it would have just been better booked if he wasn't against Reigns, because I don't know. I just didn't feel like that there was any purpose for that.
I absolutely agree with you. I just don't like – a guy like Edge doesn't need to be winning the Royal Rumble. Like, no. if we're looking toward building a different star, like the Royal Rumble and Money in the Bank should be somewhere where you take somebody who hasn't been a world champion, or somebody who you're looking to push to be a new star and make them champion. You don't need to take somebody who just came back and have them win the Royal Rumble. I just don't understand that. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Not a fan of it at all. I think it did a disservice to them. Not that it was bad. There was nothing bad
with the match. No, not at all. Not at all. Everything about it was great.
No, I would have just rather saw Edge against someone else.
Right. Exactly. You know? Or if you wanted to have Edge versus Roman, we didn't have to make it a title program. You know, it could have been something else. But obviously, I realized it wouldn't have worked for that year's WrestleMania. But there was just better options for me, like you said.
Yeah. So I'm really into this Edge and Miz. Like, those, I can't say Edge is one of my all-time favorites, but, you know, he's up there. I think he's a, you
know. Yeah, yeah. No, I would say Edge is probably one of my all-time favorites. Just from the, you know, the tag team stuff and then the stuff that he did on his own. I thought when he was a heel with Vicky Guerrero that that was some of the best stuff that they did in that era.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think Edge is definitely on my list of all-time favorites. But those guys are just – they could do good promos. I mean, like you said, Miz is criminally underrated. I 100% agree with you on that one. No, but I mean, look at the we talked right through one match. The Repo Man's out here facing some other man who looks like a shaved, less fat Santa Claus. I believe it's Chris Claus is out here. High energy one against some other jobbers.
He just left his job pumping premium or unleaded and showed up here at the Rupp Arena.
He looks like, yeah, seriously, he looks like Santa Claus if he lost 60, if he lost 150 pounds.
I don't know if I talked to you about it, but I watched this worst Santa I've ever seen. It was on this show, movie called Santa Paws, and it was a show about a dog being.
I've seen Santa Paws, yes.
And the original Santa, the Santa in it was just terrible. He looked awful.
I was going to say it wasn't Virgil, was it? Virgil wasn't the Santa Claus.
No, I would have taken Virgil over this Santa Claus. The Santa Claus looked like sad Steven Tyler, like modern day Steven Tyler in a Santa costume. Like stick Steven Tyler today in a Santa costume, and that's what that Santa Claus looked like.
He was like 80.
And that's not a good visual.
The Repo Man now for some reason has a hook to a rope for some reason. Why does he have that? Does he repo cars with that? What's he repoing now?
He's taking them back to the gas station. He said, you get back there. You need to pump my gas.
Hold on.
I said 87, not 89.
I was just pulling him around the ring. See, what? Is that Bull Nakana? Bull Nakana's in the crowd here, pal. Ladies and gentlemen. Little insult to injury. The fucking Repo Man here. Da, da,
da, da, dude looks like a Santa.
He's now running out of here, sort of.
He just stole that man's... I don't know what he really stole.
I don't know either.
You didn't steal Sean Mooney's eyebrows, that's for certain.
Sean Mooney's eyebrows are definitely here, so that's a good thing.
Do you think Sean Mooney knows how fantastic eyebrows he has? Like he's like, no. Hey.
That's just one of those things that you just don't recognize.
He has had the same tie on every time. I'm wondering if like this is all recorded at one shot.
Oh, here we go. Paul Ellering stumping his paper against his hand, being like, Brent and Mayer, fuck you guys. I was a better manager than you guys give me fucking credit for. Because we kind of shit on him last
week. I kind of did.
We but did a little bit.
What does he do? What does he add?
He beat the fucking paper against his hand, Mayer. What else do you want?
He stands there like I stand at the horse track races. When I've got my little racetrack pamphlet and I'm angry and I just like pound it in my hand. Like, God damn it, number four, you're supposed to run faster.
Yes, he did. He really did.
That's me at the horse track.
Amazing.
You know, I was going to get Domino's and now I've got to get Little Caesars because you're a slow horse.
Oh, damn. Little Caesars who fixes their signs with Band-Aids.
Oh, you saw that today.
I did see that. It made me laugh. I thought that was fucking hilarious.
That was 100% true. I took that.
Oh, here we go. It's your boy Ted. Your boy Ted's here with Jimmy Hart and IRS.
What's your favorite Ted outfit?
So
did you like
I like
the green, the black, or the white?
I like the green. I did. I was a fan of the money green one. I like that one. It fit him. Mm-hmm. Also, I think the Hasbro figure that you had back in the day was like a green suit too. So yeah, I think like that's why I like it is because that's the figure that I had. So I think there was two of them. I think that one it was the gold and black, and then they had the green one too. But I had the green one.
I remember the green one. I don't remember a black one. Maybe there was.
I think there was. If I could get my hands on some old Hasbro figures, I wish I could. Like, don't get me wrong, I love all the figures I have now, but if I could get some hands on my biggest regret, and I've said this probably a bunch of times on the show, is selling all my Jax wrestling figures for $100 when I was 18. I wish I had them right now.
Do you remember what 18-year-old Brent spent that $100 on?
Yep.
We won't bring that up on here.
and people tune in next week
to not find out where that $100 went.
If you know me, I think you know what I did with it. We're going to see Kamala, Tatanka, Shawn Michaels next week. It's going to be amazing. It might not be next week. It might be the week after that. I don't know. Mayor, are you free next Friday?
I think so.
Next Friday, 9 o'clock, let's do it again.
It's not like Christmas, is it?
No, it's not. No, not yet. Okay. Not yet. Okay. We got a Macho Man special interview. So,
ooh, count me in. We got the Macho Man special interview over here. Gonna talk about all the things on Superstars.
There you go, pal.
Be there or be square.
That's right. So that's the end of this one. It's official. You can join us next Friday too at 10 p.m. Eastern time after SmackDown's over. I get the time zones wrong because I forget that I'm an hour ahead of you, so that Dynamite actually is on, and it's SmackDown that's over.
Yeah, Dynamite just... Wait, I don't know. It's probably Dynamite's probably almost over now.
It's over now, I believe. Oh, okay. I think it starts at 9 my time, 10 your time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct. Anywho.
Anywho, I don't really watch besides NXT UK, and I watch NXT 2.0 because I like to listen to Jeremy Breakdown NXT 2.0 because just the way he delivers, it's really funny. So I just like to watch the show so I have a reference for whatever he says when I watch it. But yeah, so that's episode 8, Mayor. Thank you, as always, for joining me.
Episode 8? Wait, that's 9.
That's 8. 9.
There episode 8?
How many Trulies you had?
I only had... Is this one haunting you right here?
Yeah, that's terrible.
The spiced apple one?
No.
I didn't even finish this one. So maybe I don't like it as much as I thought I did. I never finished it.
It can't be that good.
I thought it was. It was that bubblegum odd aftertaste that just kind of threw me.
Sometimes you do drink stuff and then afterwards it gives you like a weird aftertaste in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get what you mean there. Yeah, like those Mike's Hard. I started the Mike's Hard Lemonade Seltzers and they left like a weird taste in my mouth. It's like, I don't want to drink these. They leave a weird taste in my mouth.
Yeah, there are certain drinks. A lot of the seltzers have that where it just has like a weird aftertaste that it shouldn't. Like it's nothing like what it's advertised. Like, you know, Orange Starburst and somehow it just tastes like chrome.
Right. So I was at a local supermarket and one of the guys who stocks the seltzers was there as I was grabbing the holiday pack that you grabbed. And I was kind of talking to him and I was like, yeah, I usually don't like the regular Trulies or the White Claws. It has to be like a punch or a lemonade flavor. I don't like it. And he's like, yeah, I'm more like you too. Like I need the ones that have more flavor because anything else just tastes like a foot. And I was like, you know what? You're right. Anything else does just taste like foot. You're absolutely right. It does.
What's strange is I actually enjoy drinking the seltzers, but my wife, who probably is more of like the target audience of seltzers, absolutely hates them. She says they taste like, how did she describe it? Because it was pretty good. It was like if you chewed on like a crayon, like she's like, it just tasted like bland, like crayon taste. Yeah. Like, just terrible wax taste.
Right.
I can't remember exactly how she said it because it was the first time we both had it at like a cookout. I still remember. I'm like, what the heck's a seltzer? I don't know what that is. Let's try it. And she's like, okay, we'll try one. And she's like, this is terrible. And she hands it to me and I'm like, I drink it.
It tastes good to me. Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't like it has to be either fruit punch truly or lemonade or else I don't like it. Otherwise, yeah. it doesn't taste like anything to me.
Well, the lemonades are much better. I do like all the lemonade flavors.
I like the fruit punch better. I like the punch better than the lemonade. But anyway, so see, you can tune into this show. Not only do we talk about food, we talk about wrestling, and we talk about seltzers. So there you go. You get the triple threat every time you tune into this show. It's the Mayor of Superstars. Thank you for joining us. Episode 8. If you didn't just hear, you can catch us next Friday, and we'll see you then.
See you later, pals.
There you go. And if you're not watching this live, then you can listen to us on Tuesday, and then you'll hear us next Tuesday.
In the future.
We're from the future. You'll probably actually get to hear this on Sportswire Radio before Tuesday. So
make sure you check out Sportswire Radio.
Sportswire Radio.
There you go. And there we go.
We're done.
We're out. We're out of here.